Slow Dive debuta en Guadalajara, recibe a la legendaria agrupación de Reino Unido que está presentando su disco más reciente, Everything is Alive, pero además están en el marco de un tour en donde están mostrando los éxitos que los han convertido en una banda referente del shoegaze, del dream pop y de muchos de estos géneros adyacentes. Y tenemos el gusto de conversar con parte de Slow Dive, a quienes les agradecemos que tomen el tiempo para hacer esta entrevista. Hola, Neil.
Hi.
Hola.
It's Christian. Thanks for having us on.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to make this interview. I know it's hard when it's before a show, but I really appreciate
it. It's fine. It's a pleasure. You know, it's nice to do it. Yeah.
So you had the chance to play in the two different cities, now the third city here in Mexico. The first time in Querétaro, here in Guadalajara. It's a good vibe to have you here, guys.
Yeah, it's amazing to come here and... we'd love to come here anyway, whether we were playing or not. But and it's been really nice to see that loads of people have heard of us, which is amazing.
We were talking about the shows in Mexico City and Querétaro, and I think it's very cool that a band can visit our country and visit not only the capital, but other cities in the country, right? To take a look about what's happening in other places.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think we've wanted to come to Mexico for a while, and you know, I guess up till now we've only ever managed to do one show. We did a festival in Mexico City, quite a few years ago. So we've been meaning to kind of get back and do a few more shows, and I think we're really glad we did, and it's been great. The people are lovely, and we've been really well looked after, and we're just really enjoying it. It's a beautiful country, you know. Yeah.
And you have this tour with your latest record, Everything is Alive, released over a year ago. How do you decide to make a record? Because in these 10 years you have returned, you have only made a couple of albums. How do you decide when is the moment to make a record?
I don't know, really. I think with... Everything's Life definitely sort of came out of COVID a little bit, you know, because I guess no one could tour for a year or two. And I think we'd sort of come to the end of our touring cycle naturally for the last record then anyway. But I mean, definitely during COVID, I started sort of writing bits and pieces that weren't actually... Yeah, I wasn't sure if they would be Slow Dive kind of songs, but I guess at a certain point we started sort of talking as a band about maybe doing another record, and I ended up sending the band just a bunch of little ideas that I'd been working on, but they were quite sort of coming from a more electronic kind of vibe, I suppose, and quite sparse kind of electronic music, but that sort of became the basis for the record. So I don't think there was we kind of drift into making records a little bit, you know. I think when we were kids it's different because that's all we did was play music, and I mean we kind of almost lived, you know, we all lived in each other's pocket, and that's kind of what we did. But it's a bit more different at this point. You know, we all have obviously families and live in different parts of the UK and stuff. But, you know, I think there was a point where the hive mind of Slow Dive sort of started to think that let's make a record, you know. Yeah.
And what's the challenge to take these songs from an album to the stage? Because there's a lot of production issues, things, effects, a lot of things happening in the album. How do you translate them to the stage?
Yeah, well, we've tried to play a lot of the songs. Some of them, like you say, it's a bit of a challenge and doesn't always translate well to live. But some of them definitely do, and it's kind of fun to play new stuff. That's kind of what we definitely wanted to do as a band when we got back together, was not just play the old songs, but... Yeah, it's interesting how the songs kind of sort of take on their own life a little bit when we play live, and then sometimes we refer back to the record and think, oh my God, it's totally different. So, yeah, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not so good.
But that makes every night different.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Sometimes, yeah. With certain songs, I mean, I think that's part of the fun of, you know, playing live. You don't want it to just sound like the record. And I don't think we're ever too concerned about, you know, we're not too, I think we always respect it as a different medium, you know, it's a different thing. So you just kind of find a spot where everyone feels like it's working, and if it doesn't sound exactly like the record, I don't think we worry about that too much, you know.
You mentioned that the part of the classic songs were made when you were kids, 30 years ago. But in your audience, not only here in Guadalajara, but mostly in Mexico and other parts of the world, there are a lot of young people that goes to your shows. But probably they haven't born when you split the first time. Do you feel the connecting with this younger audience?
Yeah, I mean, weirdly we do. I mean, you know, a lot of the kids that come are the same age as our own kids, you know, so it's a bit weird. And sometimes you'll meet like a slow dive family, you know, where, you know, it'll be someone our age and they'll bring their kids and, you know, so, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I guess it's a privilege for us to, you know, be able to play to different generations and to be able to do it at this point. You know, I don't think we ever imagined that, you know, when we were 18, 19 and sort of making the first records, I don't think we ever thought we'd be playing them at our age now. So, and that there's a whole new audience for it is, you know, not just for us, but, you know, I guess bands like Ride and, you know, Lush and whatever, you know, the whole kind of slow dive thing has a different, you know, it kind of has a, it seems to have managed to sustain itself, you know, to a new audience, a new generation. Yeah.
And it's nice when, like you just told us, you saw a load of young people waiting to come in. Whenever I hear that, I always think, oh, it's going to be a good gig, because, like, you know,
yeah, it's that energy.
It's the energy.
You know,
yeah,
it's their
it's
they
great,
don't. It's
great to have that energy in the room. You know?
Yeah, because you know, going to gigs is still a new, exciting thing for them. So you feel that, you know, and that's nice.
And actually, it's the youngest audience who made the queue hours before the gig,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because they're excited about being. I used to do the same thing when I was young. I'd get to the gig ridiculously early because maybe I'll hear them sound check and
you want to get to the front, because it's always the kids are always in the front, you know.
Yeah.
That's where they want to be. You know, so.
Yes, exactly. They're making the queue because they want to be in the front of the stage the whole time.
Yeah. Whereas, like, you know, it's lovely that there's still people who are older, maybe our generation, who are coming to see us, and that's amazing. But yeah, that's a different kind of energy, you know. So yeah, it's great. It's best of both worlds.
You feel that there's a revival in shoegaze, dream pop music, not only because of your work, that's legendary, but there's a lot of bands that reach this sound, this vibe, this culture.
I think shoegaze has been interesting because it's pervaded from its original start in the 90s, and it's, you know, in the 2000s, it kind of, I think it had an influence on electronic music in particular. And, you know, now I think you can hear it in all kinds of different types of music. And you know, I mean, I always think, like, sort of putting labels on music is a kind of a, it's, you know, it's not something I think we need to do really, but I mean, I understand why you do it, but it's just music. Yeah, I think it's interesting that some of those bands have percolated through to now, you know. I guess that's just the way it is. You know, I was listening to a lot of 60s music when I was, you know, 16, 17, 18, you know. I feel something. I guess that's kind of the same relationship that kids now have to our music. You know, it's the same kind of length of time, which is really bizarre to me, you know. But yeah,
you go back and find things, right? You go back and find new bands, new sounds.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think for us, you know, when we first got back together, it, you know, the internet had really driven people, you know, that's the way people have found out about us, you know. That's the way a new generation found out about us, through the internet. And you know, and I guess now it's all more like TikTok and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I can't imagine what it would have been like, you know, being, for us being teenagers and having that resource to go and find any music that you want. You know, you go down these rabbit holes. You know, we were, you know, we'd read a review in Enemy or Melody Maker and then order a record that would turn up 2 weeks later, you know. And, you know, less immediate kind of.
There's a very important connection between Mexico and the United Kingdom, not only music, but the culture, general arts. Why do you think this bridge, even if we are 10,000 miles away?
I don't know much about it, I'm afraid, but I'm happy that it exists. Because, you know, having coming to Mexico and just sort of being exposed to a little bit of the culture that I've seen is, yeah, it's amazing. And
you can find it maybe in the audience that we mentioned, that I'm pretty sure that tonight will go crazy when you see your show. And I'm pretty sure that it happened in Querétaro, Mexico City, that the people like to listen British bands in general and feel a connection and know the songs, sing along, go wild.
Yeah, well, you know, in our experience so far in Mexico, yeah, it's been pretty passionate audiences, and yeah, it's really great, because obviously, you know, you see people having a good time, and that's why you're there, because you want people to feel like, you know, they've seen a good show and enjoyed it, you know.
So what's the plan for 2025? You still touring? Will you go on studio?
I think there's still a bit of touring that we've got booked in for next year. Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, you know, I think we're not going to tour as much as we have been, because I think we've kind of, you know, we've played so many shows now. So, so yeah, we'll probably, you know, just wind it down a bit next year and take a bit of time and, yeah, spend some time with the family and whatnot. And, yeah.
Great. Well, guys, I hope you will have a great show tonight. You will have a blast. I'm pretty sure that you will have a blast tonight here in Guadalajara. It's great to have you finally here. It took you so long to come.
Thank you very much for having us. We're excited to play.
Neil, thank you so much for the chat with Rutos Alternas.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to talk to you.